Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And it's me, Diana.
And today, Diana, we've got part two of our series on how to remember the things you've learned.
Yes.
So if you guys remember correctly, in part one, we talked about a lot of like input.
Like
how to actually, you know, what to do to get more vocabulary or get, you know, better patterns.
Right, and in part two, we are talking more about how to remember and recall what we've learned.
Okay, so one thing you are definitely going to notice in this lesson, there's going to be a lot of words with re on the beginning.
Yes.
So Diana just said remember, recall. So basically, I think at this point, you guys will know that that always means again.
Again, yes.
Again, do something again. Renew, reply, revisit. Always something new. But in today's lesson, they're all, generally speaking, going to be about remembering things.
Yes. And so we have a little challenge for you guys. You guys count all the re words in the dialogue and let us know in the comments how many you counted.
Okay, most importantly, in the dialogue.
Yeah, in the dialogue.
We might say a few more. All right, this little challenge, this little game, we will remind you of, got another re right there.
Exactly.
We'll remind you of in the outro. But for now, let's go ahead and listen to the first two out of our five tips.
All right.
Number one, associate what you're trying to learn with what you already know. Whenever possible, make mental connections between the new language and what you already know. The more connections you can make, the more successful you will be in remembering it. These could be anything from complex diagrams to simple mnemonics. Number two, avoid the one-and-done strategy. Many students believe that if they can recall a piece of information once, they will always be able to recall it. As a result, they take it off their to-study list a bit too soon. Instead, you should always try to refresh your memory by reviewing, recycling, and reusing what you've learned. Number three, when you learn a new word, try to use it a few times right away. Studies show that you need to hit a certain amount of repetitions within 1 minute of learning it, 1 hour of learning it, 1 day, etc. Make a point to use the word or phrase a few times immediately, and then again later in the day. Chances are, it will stick. Number four, actively write out the items to be memorized over and over and over. Writing out vocabulary in lists improves recall if you make yourself learn the lists actively instead of passively. In other words, don't just copy a list of what you're trying to learn, but actively recall each item and then write it down repeatedly. This creates more neural connections to reinforce the memory. Number five, make use of tools. Remember, we humans are powerful because we use tools. When learning or recalling new vocabulary, there are plenty of tools at our disposal. For example, there is no shortage of free, powerful, spaced repetition software out there. This kind of software will remind you when it's time to review the language you have learned. If you prefer old-school tools, such as a notebook and pen, then by all means use them.
All right, so tip number one is to associate what you're trying to learn with what you already know.
Okay, so this is a great tip. You know, don't try to learn things randomly or just by themselves. You know, just everything must be connected to something you already know.
Yes, this is what associated means.
Right, exactly. You can even see in this word, you know, the S-O-C, the soci, it means like social.
Yes.
Which is also all about connections, right?
Exactly. So we could say that most people associate money with happiness.
Yes, very, very, very true.
It is not true, though.
Well, you know, that's very important. I'm glad you said that because when you associate something in your mind, it doesn't necessarily have to be true.
Yeah, that's true.
Like you could associate, you know, a certain group of people
with a certain type of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a stereotype.
Right.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be true.
All right, so what other things could we associate?
Well, we often associate colors with moods,
yes.
Right? Like blue is kind of mellow.
Yeah, calm.
Calm. Red is usually really passionate.
Yeah, angry.
Angry. What about something? Like, what about green?
You know, very tranquil.
Tranquil, okay.
Nature.
Okay, if there's any other colors and moods that I am missing, please leave them in the comment section.
All right, so basically this tip is saying to make those mental connections between the new and the old.
Okay, and it's saying it could be like anything from something complex to something simple.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So, and complex is basically just the opposite of simple.
Right, so complicated.
Right, it is like complicated, exactly. Now, the simple one we have here is a word that you might remember from part one.
Yes, mnemonics.
Mnemonics, okay, so. So a few of you guys did leave some pretty good mnemonics
yes.
last time. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to say one last time that I really, that I've used a few times.
All right. Let's have it.
Geography class. So in North America, there are 5 Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
They're right in the middle. They're in the middle of America and Canada.
Okay. Yes.
And it was really hard to remember all of their names.
I probably don't know them all, actually.
Do you know any of them?
Yeah, you know, Ontario.
Ontario. Okay, that's my hometown.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, my home province is called Ontario. So there are 5. And because that's my home, that's where I come from, the Great Lakes region, it was very easy to remember this mnemonic, HOMES.
Okay.
Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior.
Okay, yes, that's a great way to remember the 5 Great Lakes. So that was a really good mnemonic.
Thank you, Diana.
All right, so moving on, we have number 2, avoid the one-and-done strategy.
I love the way this is titled.
it rhymes.
It rhymes, which is always great.
Yeah.
But the meaning is basically, you know, sometimes you study something and then you remember it once.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think, oh, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe in a different situation, a different circumstance, you can't remember it.
Exactly. So many students believe that if they can recall a piece of information once, they will always be able to recall it.
Wrong. Yeah, totally wrong.
Yeah.
Okay,
unfortunately.
So it is.
We wish that was how it worked.
If our brains were, you know, more superpowered, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, so why do we use the word recall here and not remember?
Okay, so glad you brought that up. Recall means you are actively trying to access a piece of information you know.
Okay, so it's all about being active, right? Actively.
Mm-hmm.
Remembering is just remembering.
Yeah.
I remember lots of things that I don't want to remember.
Yes. Yeah, remember is basically something that's in your memory.
Mm, right.
So instead, it says here, you should always try to refresh your memory.
Okay, so another reword here. Hope you're keeping score at home. Now, this one, it really does have a lot of different uses. Refresh.
Yeah.
You'll see this on your, you know, your internet
browser
or yeah. on your
F5.
Yeah, exactly. F5, F5, refresh. But in this case, refresh your memory kind of means more like help your memory to recall.
Mm-hmm, right. We like to say jog your memory.
Jog your memory. Yeah, exactly. So if we were in geography class,
mm-hmm.
Diana and I studying for the test about the Great Lakes,
yeah.
You know, she might be like, oh, what was that? What was that mnemonic you had? Then I would jog her memory.
Right, with HOMES.
HOMES.
So how do we refresh our memory then?
Easy. We use more rewords. I mean, review, of course, right? Every teacher will tell you to review or it's time to review.
Mm-hmm.
But the next two, for me, seem kind of interesting to be in a, you know, kind of a language-related
right.
context.
Yeah.
Recycling and reusing what you've already learned.
Yeah, now I'm thinking of glass and plastic and cardboard.
And blue boxes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So usually for us, recycling is you know, like giving old material a new purpose.
Yes, yes. And reusing just means using again and again.
Yeah, so your plastic bottle, when you're finished with it, you just fill it up with more water.
Mm-hmm,
you're reusing it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I think what we're trying to say is, you know, you can reuse your old vocabulary, but recycling is kind of like, here's another re for you, repurposing.
Yes, yes. So using them in a slightly different context or with some different word pairings.
Right.
All right, so tip number three. When you learn a new word, try to use it a few times right away.
Yes. Have you guys ever been in a situation where you have met a person and they say their name and then you immediately forget what it is?
Yeah, that's happened to me.
It happens, right? I mean, that's why they always say, you should, like when somebody says, hi, I'm Dave, you should immediately say, hi, nice to meet you, Dave.
Right,
So Dave, where are you from? If you say it a few times, then you might have a better chance of actually remembering.
Mm-hmm, right.
And this is based on studies, right? Like this is not just somebody's opinion.
Uh-huh. So it's a good thing to follow something that's backed by research.
Exactly, exactly. And so it's not just saying it right away. That, of course, that helps. But you also want to get those repetitions in, repeat it again, let's say, maybe an hour later if
right.
you can, or maybe a day later, and then 3 days later.
Yeah, and then just gradually space it out so that you will remember it for the long term.
Exactly. But generally speaking, before you do all that, make a point to use the word immediately.
Mm-hmm, right. So make a point here means just to make sure.
Make sure to do it. Don't forget to do it.
Yes.
Make a point to be nice to people every day.
Yes. So if you do use the word or phrase a few times immediately, chances are it will stick.
Okay. This is a great, great little phrase, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Chances are just means it's likely.
Yes.
Right? This is likely to happen. It will probably happen.
We could also say chances are high or low.
Low chances, sure. In fact, there's so many different ways that we could express the same idea that we should probably go ahead and just put this right into our grammar section.
Exactly. So for more examples on how to use chances are, go ahead and take a look.
Chances are they will be useful.
All right, and stick here is just a very casual way of saying you'll remember it.
You'll remember it, yeah, it will stick, exactly.
So the next tip is to actively write out the items to be memorized over and over and over.
Okay, so I think especially for Chinese students, this is, I don't want to say a great point. Maybe great is the wrong word to use. But I know personally I've been asked about this word hundreds of times.
Memorized?
Memorized.
Okay.
Right? And especially, what's the difference between remember and memorize?
Okay. So, memorize, if you are memorizing something, you are currently and actively drilling something into your memory.
Right, exactly. So, when you guys were in school, chances are, I wasn't there with you, but I'm guessing, 88% of your education was memorizing.
Yes.
Facts.
Rote memorization.
We often say rote. Yeah. We're learning something by rote.
So as we mentioned earlier, remembering then is basically just something that's in your memory.
Right. So why are we telling our dear listeners to write out the stuff to be memorized?
So this will create more neural connections to reinforce the memory.
Okay, so we talked before about, associations as connections. Now we're talking about neural connections.
Okay, so neural has to do with the nervous system.
Right, or the brain.
Yeah, basically the brain.
Basically the brain. So, we don't know what the brain looks like, but we imagine that, between this piece of information and that piece of information, there is some kind of neural connection or neural pathway.
Right, right. So these neural connections reinforce the memory.
Okay, so there we go. We have another re.
Mm-hmm, right.
We should have a little bell here. We can re-ring before that.
Right.
Okay, so reinforce here basically just means make stronger.
Mm-hmm. Or add support.
Add some support to, exactly. So when I think about reinforce, I usually think about building materials.
Okay, so like reinforced steel.
Reinforced steel, right. So be careful here, guys, because it does have a D on it there, reinforced steel, or reinforced concrete as well. That would be a good one. I also think about the army.
Okay, yes, yes, definitely.
Because when you send in more soldiers, let's say there's some soldiers, mm-hmm. but there's not enough.
Right.
You need to send more. We always call that sending reinforcements.
Yes, that's true. And we also have something that's a little bit more abstract. Mm. For example, reinforcing values.
Okay, so like with your kids?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, if little Timmy tells the truth, mm-hmm. but it gets him in trouble, you know, you still want to, you know, punish him for the bad thing that he did, but reward him for
telling the truth
and try and reinforce that value somehow.
Exactly. All right, so the fifth and final tip is to make use of tools.
That's right. Remember, guys, we humans are powerful because we use tools.
Mm, yes.
Otherwise, we're just naked apes.
Yes.
With not so much hair, so we would get cold very easily.
So when we are learning or recalling new vocabulary, we've got plenty of tools at our disposal.
Okay, I like this phrase. Just means available.
At your disposal.
At my disposal, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's mine. I can use this stuff.
How else could we use this phrase?
Well, it's usually about resources. If it's not about tools, it's about resources.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So, like, let me think. Oh, let's say I go to work at a new scientific laboratory.
Mm.
They will say, oh, we have all the best state-of-the-art equipment at our disposal.
Okay, yes. And resources can include people.
Oh, yes.
It can include money.
Sure.
Tools and basically, time could be considered a resource, too.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We don't have enough of that. So we could say the queen has a large staff at her disposal.
Mm-hmm,
or,
right.
You know, we got some new investments. We have a lot of, venture capital at our disposal.
Yes, yes, right. So because we have all of these tools at our disposal, it's important to make use of them.
Right. So one of these tools, actually this one could kind of tie back to number three. It's called spaced repetition software.
Okay.
There's so much. I mean, like there's so many apps and so many web pages that they're all designed around the same idea. That is repeat, but mm-hmm. put a little space in between.
Okay. So maybe at the beginning, you will get the same word
right.
a few times. Make sure you understand or know what it
right.
is. And then if you
get it right, then they will let you, you know, choose a new word or something.
They'll space it out.
They'll
more.
Space it out. And of course, you get it wrong. You have to do it again.
Right, right.
I've used so many of these different kinds of software.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're just so frustrating. Like when you know the word and you did it right, but somehow, like, because, for example, if it's English to Chinese, you usually have to type pinyin.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe you have to, you know, click on something.
Right.
But maybe your computer, well, for a second, and you accidentally click on the wrong one. And no, I know what it is.
Yeah.
I know what it is. But they still are really valuable tools. Because if you're trying to space things out, it's kind of hard to do that by ourselves to remember, like, oh, you know, like, okay, yesterday I learned this word, make a point, or I learned
right.
this phrase. I should study that again in 3 days.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it is kind of hard to schedule it on your own.
Right, exactly.
So the great thing about this software is that it will schedule and space out your repetitions for you.
Mm.
But for some people, they might not be as digitally savvy.
Yes.
Or perhaps they just like it the old school way.
Old school way. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's kind of me in a lot of ways, but mm-hmm. Not when it comes to this. However, if you, dear listener, prefer the old school way, then maybe you don't want a computer. Maybe you want something like a notebook and pen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And if that's what works for you, then by all means, go ahead and do that.
Okay. So by all means, just certainly,
mm-hmm.
with gusto.
Feel free to.
Feel free, exactly. But before we go, could we mention anything else about old school? Is it old school?
So many.
And there really are, right?
Yeah.
Old school thinking. You mentioned an old school way.
Right. So old school is usually a positive thing.
Right, right. If you hear something like, you know, outdated, That's mm-hmm. it doesn't mean outdated. It means more like classic.
Yeah, classic. So like certain music, like the Beatles.
Right.
Very old school.
Old school.
A lot of people now are going back and using typewriters instead of, you know, computers.
Right.
And that's also old school.
Old school.
Some people prefer to listen to music through a record player.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of MP3s.
Sure.
So that's also old school.
I guess.
However, sometimes it's not so great.
Mm.
It means that it's kind of outdated, out of fashion, very maybe stuck in the old way.
Right. But we should be clear, like it's only some of the time. Right?
Yeah.
It's mostly positive.
Yes.
And also just when Diana was saying all those examples, this is a word that just you could almost say about anyone.
Mm.
It's people just always use it.
Yeah.
Even if it's not has nothing to do with, whoa, that's so old school.
Yeah. It just means it's probably not the most technologically advanced.
Right.
All right. So let's go ahead and listen to all those five tips one more time.
Okay.
Number one, associate what you're trying to learn with what you already know. Whenever possible, make mental connections between the new language and what you already know. The more connections you can make, the more successful you will be in remembering it. These could be anything from complex diagrams to simple mnemonics. Number two, avoid the one-and-done strategy. Many students believe that if they can recall a piece of information once, they will always be able to recall it. As a result, they take it off their to-study list a bit too soon. Instead, you should always try to refresh your memory by reviewing, recycling, and reusing what you've learned. Number three, when you learn a new word, try to use it a few times right away. Studies show that you need to hit a certain amount of repetitions within 1 minute of learning it, 1 hour of learning it, 1 day, etc. Make a point to use the word or phrase a few times immediately, and then again later in the day. Chances are, it will stick. Number four, actively write out the items to be memorized over and over and over. Writing out vocabulary in lists improves recall if you make yourself learn the lists actively instead of passively. In other words, don't just copy a list of what you're trying to learn, but actively recall each item and then write it down repeatedly. This creates more neural connections to reinforce the memory. Number five, make use of tools. Remember, we humans are powerful because we use tools. When learning or recalling new vocabulary, there are plenty of tools at our disposal. For example, there is no shortage of free, powerful, spaced repetition software out there. This kind of software will remind you when it's time to review the language you have learned. If you prefer old school tools, such as a notebook and pen, then by all means use them. Okay, Diana, you strike me as a person who remembers a lot.
I like to think so.
Like to think so. So what kind of tools or are there any ways that we talked about today that specifically relate to you that you use or?
I would say I am pretty old school in this sense. I like to put pen to paper.
It really does help, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys remember from the part one of this series,
uh-huh.
but, you know, writing things actually, you're using your visual memory at
yes,
that point,
yes.
which is really, really, really helpful. But also, you know, you're using your muscle memory in a sense, too.
Exactly. So, I think that's the thing for me is having to write it means that I've got to use my muscle memory.
Right. So that brings us to, you know, the stuff we talked about just at the end of the lesson there, the, you know, spaced repetition software.
Mm-hmm.
Have you used any stuff like that before?
Yeah, I definitely have. I was, you know, reviewing some vocab, English vocab.
English vocab. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about this stuff is, like, you know, the idea is really, really good,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, different companies, different programs or apps, you know, they're always trying to put a new spin or, you know, add something new to it.
Right.
And sometimes it's like a game,
Yeah, that makes it more fun.
It makes it more fun, but it also, you become addicted to it.
And sometimes, isn't that a good thing?
I guess it's good, but it gets to the point where you just want that star or that, you know, whatever you're getting, the points. Mm-hmm. And you don't actually care, am I learning anything?
I just
want to know, am I getting more points than other people?
I see.
So I think that there is value in stuff like that. But for some people, maybe we need to be careful.
All right, so now we want to know what kind of methods you like to use to help you remember things.
We do. You know, are you old school? Are you new school?
Yeah.
Do you use, you know, all the latest and greatest technology? What we also want to know is, are you paying attention?
To our rewords.
Right. So there are lots of rewords in today's lesson. But remember, we're just sticking to the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And also, maybe this sounds pretty easy. You know, you just have to count them or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a few that are a little tricky.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Okay, so let us know how many rewords you see by leaving them in the comments below.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye. Doesn't let me choose.